Thursday, July 30th, and today is a policy and money day, headlined by one open letter and one satellite contract, plus defense money moving around the edges. Let's get into it. Top story today is the Pacing the Frontier letter. More than 1,100 employees across OpenAI, Anthropic, Google DeepMind, and Meta signed it, including Dario Amodei and Ilya Sutskever. The ask is straightforward. They want the US government to build tools for a verifiable, coordinated AI slowdown. Lab leadership signing onto an external slowdown mechanism matters more than anything in the letter's text, since none of these labs have shown they'll slow down on their own without something forcing their hand. Sticking with big numbers, SpaceX just picked up a $1.6 billion task order to launch Space Force sensing and targeting satellites. It's the first task order awarded since the Space Force's July 17th plus up, which added $11.4 billion to the ceiling on the NNSSL Phase 3 Lane 1 contract vehicle. SpaceX getting first pick off a freshly expanded ceiling is just confirmation at this point. There's no debate left about who the default national security launch provider is. From launch to legacy data, the Department of War is feeding decades of validated aeronautic, hydrodynamic, acoustic, and sensor data into the Department of Energy's Genesis Mission AI platform. That's over $200 million committed for fiscal year 2026, with $1.3 billion already lined up for fiscal year 2027. Mining decades of validated test data with modern models is the kind of unglamorous AI application defense has been slow to fund. The dollar commitment here matters more than any demo would. Over in NATO, there's a piece out on the alliance's digital arsenal, warning that powered command systems are becoming central to NATO operations and that leaning on American software for interoperability creates real dependence risk. That dependence risk is also the lock-in that keeps US primes as the default vendor for allied systems. I wouldn't expect much real movement toward diversification. Staying on the alliance side, Ukraine and NATO launched a new funding program through Brave One to counter Russian drones. Five priority areas made the list: active protection against FPVs, affordable countershaded systems, electronic warfare support for signals intelligence, electronic warfare attacks on FPVs, and high-altitude platforms. That's close to a live requirements document from the most active drone war on the planet. There's also a sponsored piece from Leidos in the mix, arguing predictive AI and autonomy will reshape how forces get sustained across the Pacific under those same four tyrannies of logistics. Treat the specifics as a sales pitch for Leidos' autonomy and logistics push in the Pacific. Switching to industry news, Rafael's CEO, Yoav Tuergeman, told Breaking Defense he's eyeing an IPO by the end of the year and plans to start attending French defense shows going forward. He also admitted the structure of how the Israeli defense giant would go public is still unresolved. A Rafael IPO would be a real money test of investor appetite for Israeli defense equity, and that admission suggests this is further out than the headline implies. Related to that, there's a sponsored piece arguing that building a predictive defense industrial base begins with artificial intelligence, pointing to AI-enabled workflows, speeding up production, while cybersecurity and governance stay front and center. This is a sponsored pitch for AI-driven industrial-based tooling, framed around faster production, with cybersecurity and governance kept front and center. That's the day.